This is the Greatness Everyday Podcast, and you're listening to the audio from our latest series on our YouTube channel as we upload a video every day this month. I hope you enjoy it and find tons of value in it. Hi everyone, it's Matt from Greatness Every Day, and in this video we're going to talk about how you can set something called staircase goals. So staircase goals was an idea that I had developed over time, just on my own, but kind of connecting the dots between a few different things. And I said, oh, this is a really easy way to kind of illustrate the idea of goal setting for people. And young people, old people, everybody can understand it and they can start doing it immediately. They can start setting staircase goals right away. And then last week when I was interviewed by someone for their YouTube channel, I explained this idea to them. They found that the idea was really simple. They had never heard of it before. And then I said something along the lines of, well, I came to that idea on my own, but there's probably, like many ideas out there, 10 people that have already discovered this before me. And I did some research and it turns out I didn't discover it. There's plenty of people that have illustrated this online. But regardless, it is something that I use to set goals because of a few different reasons. So let's talk now about why I like staircase goals. And the very first reason is it is because they are easy. They're easy to use. They're easy to follow. Anyone from little kids in elementary school can set staircase goals, and anybody from bigger corporations and adults and businesses can use these as well, and they can start using them right away. So that's number one. They're easy to use, and you can start it right away. Number two, if we look at that, we use staircase goals because they get you to think about either the long term and the short term, and they can be applied to both types of goals that you see there, right? It doesn't only lend to short term goals. It doesn't only lend to long term goals because they can both be used to set up your different goals that you want to accomplish. And if we look at the last reason, number three, is they get you to think about how you're going to accomplish your goals and what individual steps you're going to have to take in order to achieve them. Okay, so those are staircase goals, and those are the three reasons that I like them. They're easy, you can use them for long-term and short-term goals, and they get you to think about and plan out the individual steps you must take in order to accomplish those. So let's look here. We've got a pretty solid, scary, intimidating looking staircase. I don't know if you've ever been on a subway going up and down, and there's the escalators are just packed full of people. I always take the staircase. I love taking it and just kind of cranking these out and passing everybody along the way. And I want that to be the same for you, regardless of the goals you set. So let's talk about an example goal. We want to set an example goal of making $1 million. That's just a really easy example that we can focus on. It's intimidating, just like this staircase here. And really, it involves multiple steps. So we're going to say that our example goal is to make $1 million through the internet. So that's a huge goal with many steps, but how do you accomplish it? You always start where your current situation is, right? So down at the bottom, your current situation is on the main floor. How do you rise up? How do you go in and accomplish this goal? Well, if you think about it, we need to break it up into the smaller steps. So down here, we've got step number one. And our step here is you want to identify how to do this by figuring out what niche you want to do this in. Do you want to do this in online marketing? Do you want to go ahead and do this in personal development? Do you want to meet your goal through making $1 million in a business through selling cosmetics? I don't know what it is, but that is step one. Step two is maybe your next goal is you're going to go ahead and you're going to identify some mentors. Who are you going to learn from? Learn from people that have done this before, that have been successful doing this. So that could be your step two. Number three is you, after meeting with those mentors, you are going to develop some sort of a plan that will help you achieve that. Okay, number four, maybe let's say it is you need to go and you need to buy some equipment. If you're going to do this, you have to have some sort of equipment to help you meet your goals. So that's number four. Number five might be learning your skills. And we'll go quickly through these last ones. Number six is kind of attempting to grow an audience. After that, you want to go ahead and create an email list and so on. Eventually, let's just say you sell a product. And then there's so many more steps that are going to take you up to that $1 million range. But using the staircase goals and planning out what each individual step, step one, two, three, I don't care if there's 24 steps. It's going to help you be more focused on the goals that you have to do and what you're trying to accomplish over the long term by breaking it up into smaller and smaller pieces. So that is setting goals using the staircase method. I want to know, what do you think of staircase goals? Let me know down in the comments below. And if you like this video, please click the thumbs up, subscribe to our channel, and follow us on Instagram for daily inspiration and encouragement to live a great life. You can also visit our website at www.greatnesseveryday.online. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.